People just want houses.
House?
Yeah. Like, the thing is, if the thing's a fucking wreck, dude.
It is a wreck.
And it stinks. And it's got, like, I don't know how water damage works. I know it has a ton of it.
It does. And like, it has it in a spot where I don't know how to fix, and I always have an answer for things.
I'm not a foundation guy. I know that it's probably the last part of the house that you want to be fucked up. Listen.
I'm not a foundation guy.
Nick, I'm a makeup guy, okay? Look at me. Look.
Testing, okay. 1, 2, testing. Guys, hey.
I'm not a house guy. I don't know how it works. I do makeup. Okay?
I do mascara.
But I feel like if something was wrong with the house, you probably wouldn't want it to be the foundation.
Do whatever you want with this information.
The wall, if there's a crack in the wall, I've seen walls get repaired.
There's a crack in my ass. Big deal.
That's so fucking, yes. So that house is, when I looked at it, it's a Tudor. It's got like a drive-it siding. Same as this house. It's this house, and it's got drive-it siding, which is like a scratch coat of cement. You basically like plywood the exterior of a building, you know, you frame it with the studs, and then you clad it with a piece of plywood, and then you put a piece of metal lath, which is like a metal piece of grate, and you put a scratch coat, and you sit that in, and then you put another coat of concrete. So there's like a coat of concrete about two layers thick, and you kind of like make it look like a Tudor, and then you frame the outside to look like an English-style Renaissance. Like, that's what a Tudor is.
Make sure you get on the mic, Nick, and can you turn my head monitors up, please, yeah. Christopher?
And the day I went and looked at it, the bottom part, you can see I took my finger and I just put it like right through, like right on the front of the house. Like, I fingered it so easily. It was easier than I was like,
you fingered his house.
I fingered his house and I was like, oh no. It looks like dry rotted exterior. I mean, you could just like pop it off and replace it in theory, but there's a reason why that's taking on moisture. You know what I mean? Like, the scratch coat has holes in it, and it's like that back in the day, they don't have any technology. So yeah, but people just need the house.
I can't believe that people are like so desperate to dive in that they like want to buy a house. They have like fucking house fever.
Yeah.
The thing's a wreck, dude.
Yeah. No. I just bought a house. I closed on it 2 days ago, and it's I'm already regretting every bit of it. Like, I didn't care at all when I was in a rental. I'd fucking just fucking wipe my boogers on the walls. And fucking,
yeah. And now these are yours. You're like, fuck my landlord.
Dude, my landlord fucking, he's like Jewish, of course. And they got mezuzahs in all the doorways, which I guess like bless like each room, like Jews put them. And I was trying to buy my house, and when they didn't accept my offer, I tore off all the mezuzahs off the doors. In like anger. The most anti-Semitic act that I've ever been a part of was tearing mezuzahs off the wall in every room of the house.
That's a hate crime.
It is.
Well, have you ever gotten emails from stopantisemitism.org?
No, please.
There are these, well, you're going to be on there. They're, they send you a weekly email of like who they've busted.
Yeah. No.
And they bust nobodies, like truckers. They find guys that have like five Twitter followers, and then they send you an email report where it's like Julia Escobar fired. And it's like a hit list type thing. But they're not famous people that they're going after.
It's just
they're
dudes.
They're just regular schleps with like a stop Israel sign.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like black women.
Yo.
Cuz I guess black women are like running their mouths.
Isn't that great?
It's kind of awesome, yeah.
Didn't we say that?
I think we were talking about it with that Africa lady.
Like a year ago, we were like, where? Why aren't we arming the black women and being like, go over there? I heard them say, something really nat. Listen, Shabaya, I heard her say, like, go over there. That fucking bitch over there, Karen Sommelstein, said that. Just like sick them on them, and she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, over there, real nasty. She hates the WNBA. Go get her."
Yeah. There's a weird thing with like they try to like group black people in the sort of like woke mob, but black people are the least woke people. Black people fucking hate Jews and gays.
Verbally, loudly.
But if you talk to a real black person about Jews and gays, you're going to get some pretty specific opinions.
Yeah, what is it? Real whites are terrified of, or Jews would be terrified of non-woke blacks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd be shaking in their boots.
Oh,
if
my
they
God.
Were like,
I remember I went, I was living in Harlem during the pandemic, during COVID. And there was a Black Lives Matter rally that was like on my block. And I was like, I'm going to go out. I was like, I want to experience this. I want to see what it's like to like be a part of a Black Lives Rally matter or a Black Lives Matter rally. So I went outside. It was pretty, dude, it was people just banging drums and it was kind of peaceful and kind of fun in a weird way. There's no like violence or anything weird. There was no riots. But then they started chanting shit and they were like, Black Lives Matter. I was like, Black Lives Matter. But and it was like almost like call and repeat. Yeah. And then somebody goes, Black Trans Lives Matter, and you listen to 1,000 people and go, what? What motherfucker? What'd you say?
Just stomping the fucking, like, you fucking faggot. Like ripping the
hood. A transgender person will be torn apart in the hood. What are you talking about?
It was like Shaun of the Dead when like the zombies are outside, like ripping their backs off.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah. That must have been the saddest, like, and Black Trans Lives Matter.
Dude, literally everyone was like, what, motherfucker? What'd you say?
Yeah, just Kevin Durant just like, twisting someone's head off like a fucking vodka bottle.
Chris, I'm going to send you screenshots of this. They have Anti-Semite of the Week, and it's like a YouTuber with like 50 views talking about Palestinian organ harvesting, like some horrific thing that's 100% true.
These Palestinian vampires that live in the bell towers that can fly.
They're so trying to like ruin a 17-year-old kid's life because he's talking about children getting shot.
yeah.
Call that kid.
That's like the thing with Portnoy with those guys that like held up that they got the fuck the Jews sign.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Portnoy. They're just 21-year-old idiots. It's like yeah. we all, I'm 43 and I say more racist shit. But when I was a kid, I said the most ridiculous, horrible shit.
There's a swastika in every bathroom in the United States.
Yeah. How mine right now.
Yeah.
What? That's my wallpaper.
It's your shower curtain. I got this really cool shower curtain. I got it from the Ed Norton American History X collection from Macy's.
I had no problems with Jews before this landlord wouldn't sell me this house. They said, this is the number. Give me that number. It's yours. I was like, here you go. That's the number. They're like, Matt, we're going to try the market. Ugh. And I had my whole life is like, I'm moving that. Like, I was just going to.
You're just the Ed Norton meme turning around with your hands on your head. Like this.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I mean, this is the first time I've ever felt anti-Semitism. I'm like, oh, I get it. I get why they say these people. Yeah.
I gave them thousands of chances, thousands of years.
I gave them $200,000 in rent over the course of 2.5 years.
They don't owe you anything.
They don't owe me anything. But you think they'd go like, all right, we'll consider that. We'll give it to you for what you're. We're not going to make you move your whole family, move your son into a new school, new school district.
The apartment you were in?
The house.
The house you were in?
I was going to buy it.
And how much did they want for it?
I initially offered $900, and then they were like $925. I was like, fine, $925. They're like, well, we thought $950, actually. Then I offered $950, and then they were like, we're just going to try the market.
How did it do in the market?
I don't know. It sold, but they closed on like the 3rd or the 4th, so I can't wait.
We can see it right now. We can look it up.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it doesn't show the price that it was sold for until they actually close.
If you go to their tax assessor, it should.
You're a fucking lunatic, dude.
Yeah, I was.
I don't want to dox my Jewish landlords.
Why not? They would dox you.
They would. They would.
They're going to.
Yeah, they're going to $25,000.
In a second there. Sorry, I had to check. I had to screenshot these classic images here. Chris, can you open Slack and see if this came through yet?
Yep. I mean, like when we were kids, you know, you'd buy like bike parts from your friends and like, oh man, he like Jewed me down on my bars. And like, that was just something we said.
Of course.
I mean, it was literally like something. And now like, they were like $950. Like
it was crazy.
It's like the definition of like Jewish.
They couldn't have been any more like no. We're gonna fucking you know. I think they just thought I wasn't gonna say yes. Maybe it wasn't worth it.
I mean, we're in media, so we're like on our toes and we can understand stuff. But I worked in the car business for like 3 years, and my boss would always like when stuff like that would happen, he'd be like, you know what, I want $10,000 for my trade, and then they would do things like, you know what, we want $10,500 for our trade. And my boss, he's not media trained. He has no fucking clue. He is our age, though. And he's like this. You just can't fucking help yourself, can you? He would say that, and I would be like, holy shit, bro. Like, and he would like look
at you don't know how you're being perceived. Like, everyone, it's like a black guy eating watermelon on the subway. You're like, bro, just don't do it. You know what everyone's thinking.
You just can't help you. What, you going to rap about your watermelon chicken, man? You're like, what the fuck, bro? Chill.
Bro, you don't want to, you just want to justify what everyone thinks about you? Fine, dude.
Damn, dude. Yo, Eric, chill, dude.
fuck.
Shania Wright, counselor and basketball coach.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This poor black lady's got seven kids.
Defended Hamas the day after the October 7th massacre, posting about resistance and stating, heavy on any means necessary. You can just picture like a fat black woman being like on her phone writing a tweet, y'all have we gonna go heavy by any means necessary.
I just like that. She's probably a good basketball coach.
More pro Hamas content. They got her fired
from Poly Prep.
They got her so good. Next image. So that's her in the upper right there. But this, what I love about this, they're going after. This is stopantisemitism.org. It's like a hate watch group, but they're going after regular Americans.
Yeah. Yes.
Like these three people, they're not famous. They're not on Instagram. They're not on TikTok. These are just people you'd see in line at like Subway or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's this attack. It's so clearly an attack on like just regular Americans. That's why it's funny to me, because they think they're being heroes and going after this like big bad wolf, but they're going after people that are just nobodies who could be standing in line at a bank or something. Go to the next one here.
Poly Prep is it's a good school. Wow, because,
this guy looks like he should be in a movie or something.
It's the kid from The Christmas Story, Grown Up.
He's even wearing like the Nazi color, like the beige brown that American neo-Nazis might wear. Rocky Bellinger, he's a truck driver. He openly pushes anti-Semitic lies and conspiracy theories. He pushes the Khazar. So he's like a black Ethiopian or whatever those freaks are. All right, go to the next one here. So this is just like the email design. Whoa. Like I love the design of the email.
It's actually decent.
It's like there's the political.
It's kind of like our email list.
Because we're copying this though.
It's good like stuff.
Trump emails, Drudge Report. They're really funny. The graphic design is really funny to me.
This stuff.
The whole world of this. Like Ben Shapiro graphic design, Trump graphic design,
neo newsprint.
It's really funny. Go to Drudge Report and show Nick. This is kind
of, a lot of red, white, and blue. A lot of like
patriot.
Yeah, you're a patriot.
You're a patriot, brother. Got this guy off the road.
This is a huge website. Look how shitty this looks. This is a huge website.
Isn't this cool? Wasn't this cool for a while? Like to run it like this?
Yeah, but that's not why they do it. This was cool. Like Ryder Rips had his website like this, like a Craigslist kind of deal. But this is not why Drudge Report does it. They just do it because they're like spiritual boomers, I guess. But close this. Anyway, go back to those stop anti-Semitism things. Like, look, this guy's just in
poor bastard.
He's just in his bed chilling. And you could imagine this guy saying so-called Jews, you know?
That's it.
Like, you just heard it before. Like, this is
Berklee College of Music. Like, if this poor bastard got fired, like, it's not easy to get a job at Berklee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, think about the, you know, and then they're like, guess what? You said, you know, like a half of a thing. And, you know, they cut this guy down.
Yeah.
Next one here.
We should go into the trades.
Show off. What else we got? These guys.
Tiffany Brown Joyner.
It's just fun. It's just a funny.
Fuck Israel and every sport. I thought it's okay to say fuck Israel.
A funny.
Is that considered anti-Semitism now?
It's hugely. You might as well be Hitler himself.
Depends on who you're talking to. I think there are Jews who are anti-Israel now.
Oh yeah, but Dave Smith.
I think that's sort of that's like a genetic defense mechanism.
Marianne Cummings, which is Whitney Cummings' aunt, is right. She just got fired.
Look how awesome this woman
Scientist.
Looks. Doesn't she look awesome?
She looks like the dog from Inspector Gadget. Look at the Inspector Gadget dog. Inspector Gadget evil, Dr. Evil dog. I think I hit this. I might hit. Yep. The evil dog. Come on. Or the cat. Maybe it's the cat. Yeah. It's the cat.
Do you think Inspector Gadget was molesting Penny? He must have, right? He had all those fun gadgets.
Go Gadget, cover up.
His fucking finger spinning.
Type in evil cartoon dog, because I think I know what the image that you're thinking of.
Go Gadget, chloroform.
Is it, go scroll up, Muttley? Is it Muttley?
Muttley.
I feel like Muttley's made that face.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking
Type in Muttley Hanna-Barbera. Yeah, Muttley's a bad guy. You don't want to be around there. Oh, well.
Well, that's the one I was thinking of, a dog, cartoon dog. Whitney Cummings.
She's a sly one.
Israel shouldn't exist.
Through gritted teeth. Fuck the Jews.
What's can you look up what Muon's Inc. is? I want to see what this what this chick's company is.
Muon's Inc. appears comfortable paying some people who act so openly hateful. Goddamn, dude.
Wow, Moostar.
That's what I call the Jewish star, the Moostar.
This looks like a crackpot website.
Mm. That's the G4 Beamline.
Anyway.
RF power source. And,
Trevin.
Some fucking engineer got fired from a really important job.
It's the GF power source. She's just a bullshit artist that got fired. She was like, eh, fuck Israel, too.
And Trevin, cut out all the Slack stuff that wasn't the images.
Just blur it.
Yeah, blur
Making
it.
Particle accelerators that make swastikas designs.
Just for fun. Just because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, yo, check this out.
God, a swastika is so much fun
this?
To draw.
Have you seen this, Lewis?
No.
Winnie Cummings on.
Whoa. Wait. Do it again, please. Because I was watching the wrong person.
So it's and then breaks a bottle over her head. So that's
how much do you hate this black boy?
Only a little bit.
You puke on her and smash her head in the bottle.
Yeah, on demand.
But think about this, though. The Jewish guy's wife first distracts her with a kiss. What is up with that?
Maybe it's kink.
And he held in the puke in his... He got the puke charged up.
Charged up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Puking on demand is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's kind of hot in its own way. Like, if I had a chick who could puke on demand, I'd marry her.
I'd make her pull it out all the time.
Oh, those mezuzahs? Dude, me angrily tearing mezuzahs off my wall. I felt bad. I was like, dude, that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm honestly shocked you didn't get a phone call. I'm like, honestly.
No, they haven't moved in yet. But I didn't have to keep those mezuzahs. I kept them up out of fucking respect. I was like, well, you know what? I don't own the place. I'm not going to take down their fucking Jewish prayer fucking trinkets. I was like, I was like, fuck it, you know?
And their God scam or whatever it was. What's a mezuzah do?
I think it's something about like protecting the room from.
You can commit any sin while standing underneath it.
Anything.
Yeah.
You can drown dogs and shit.
It enables you to.
It's a Jewish decorative.
Reminder of God's presence and covenant between God and Jewish people.
It's like a cross.
No, it's like a little reminder that you're the man.
Yeah. It's not exactly like a cross.
No, it's missing a line.
Yeah. It's missing an element.
I turned it upside down like an evil boy.
An evil mezuzah.
An evil mezuzah.
Right, it's where you give money to people.
An evil mezuzah, you mean a mezuzah? Yeah.
Well, it only works if it's diagonal.
Yeah.
So there's something kind of evil about the diagonal. Like,
oh, it does have to be diagonal.
No, mine were straight up and down.
Really?
Were they hanging off the door sort of like that? At an angle?
No, they were fixed. They were fixed straight up and down like that.
These guys have it all kind of crazy.
Oh, what? What's wrong with your mezuzah? It's straight. It should be crooked.
Uh-oh, this is not the right type of the angle for the mezuzah.
Uh-oh. That's anti-Semitic.
There's no drinking children's blood for you.
You're in trouble now, Lewis.
We're not going to sell you the house for the price we said.
I would have done 9-51 if you had just put the mezuzahs in the better angle. They're still beating you up in jokes. Like, I would have done 9-52 if you went out and be like, no, you stopped. I was going to do 9-50. And then, what the fuck is with you people?
It's insane, dude. What the fuck?
They go outside, they tell the cop, they're like, I told him I would have done 9-55 if he would have. They're like, God, he just keeps going up.
You should have seen how straight my mezuzah was.
And then it was unbelievable that they were cooking. I would have did 9-57.5. It just, that doesn't, just creeping the price up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's good. But you ended up getting a house. You bought in...
I bought a nice house.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, nice. Yeah. You're going to have
fun with
it.
Thank you for all your advice.
Oh, no, it was fun.
I was about to buy a crazy house that you were convincing me.
I was hard on for
you and my girlfriend's like, just buy it. Who cares? Like, you're not going to have to do anything to this. And then I talked to you and you're like, dude, this is, you're like, my cock is hard for this house. He was like, dude, $600,000 in renovations is done. And I was like, what? All right, I'm not buying that house.
It's like a stone house. It like was insane. 1830s stone house, like masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. So cool. So cool.
Great. But like has like, you know how advanced level house, you know, build like steel.
Problem.
It has steel problems. Yeah. Like this kind of things. It's like a level 10 flipper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh yeah, you'll breeze right through. You'll breeze right through.
Dude, it was crazy. you were like, you get it. I want this house. This is the house for you.
I just like when people end up with like hard, like level 10s. Like you're skipping all the lines. You're going right to expert. It's like you're playing Mortal Kombat on expert immediately.
I was going to kill myself. It was going to be the end of me.
You wouldn't have beaten Liu Kang in level 1. You like, yo, fuck this game.
Can we see what house you got?
I don't want to show the house that
we
I got.
We can edit it out.
Yeah, you can edit it out, of course. I think the problem is they don't have the pictures of it anymore in the listing because I closed on it.
Oh, they don't?
So they'll leave the outside.
If you Google it, it might.
I mean, you can try, You make sure you edit the please don't put my
address. Trevin, cut this part out.
All you guys are buying houses in New Jersey, getting out of the city.
I'm buying a house in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
I can't wait.
You're going to be the Garden State.
I'm going to be the gardener. Somebody's going to call me down there.
Jersey
the bricks,
Sam.
Newark.
Newer.
That's where I'm headed.
He's going to the hood, Patterson.
To bricks.
Yeah.
99% chocolate and sugar free.
You guys should just buy an entire fucking apartment building in Patterson and be slumlords.
Isn't it the worst ghetto in the country? Like the low key?
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Patterson is
I was
like.
Born in Patterson, New Jersey. It's one of the most ghetto places in the world.
Yeah. Because it's like New Jersey, like real asshole pieces of shit dickhead.
Heroin type. Junkie. Yeah. Like it's real deal. Like crackheads and heroin addicts on every corner.
Like Baltimore bad, but like a worse attitude.
Dude, $1 million will buy you a fucking a city block in Patterson, New Jersey.
I'm all set. Oh, it looks like that?
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to look
My
like
dad that. Was stabbed to death in Patterson, New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
No, he probably deserved it.
I did not expect
people that get stabbed to death most of the time deserve it, right? Not deserve it, but they were asking for it.
I mean, in London, they're getting stabbed for watches now.
For watches?
And that's like the new thing. Is like the Indians
nice of a watch,
a Rolex.
Yeah,
they say if you have a Rolex on in London, you're getting stabbed.
Yeah, but you should know that. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if people are getting stabbed, why are you going to wear your Rolex around Indians in London? It seems like you're kind of asking for it, literally.
I know.
I know that.
You know what would be the funniest thing in the world? What? Like, I keep thinking about
you should go to Rolex and dress you up as Rolex, man.
Right. You have 60 of them on you. I was thinking you dress up like, because, you know, like they like to rape, too. Mm-hmm. You dress up like 4 supermodels. Like the hottest 5'11 blondes, butt naked, pussy out, oiled up, tits oiled up.
Covered with Rolexes.
Rolexes up the arm. And just walk them down the street and just be like, oh my God. like audio on, like that's the practical jokers I want to see. Like, oh my God.
That's the punishment at the end of the impractical
they're
jokers.
Like passing out. They have like a knife in their hand. They're like passing out because they're like lightheaded. They don't know what to do. It's like, it's too much at once. They know all the names. They're like, Taj, I want to suck your cum. And they're like, like I'm gonna give you like all like Rolexes up their arms, their legs, butt naked, shaved pussies,
just Bangladeshi guys having heart attacks.
They're like, just, that's their power.
Are they allowed
stop.
To? Are they allowed to shave their pussies in that culture?
No.
Like, do the women shave their pussies?
Maybe.
Whatever they want, though. That's if they like hairy pussies, they're getting hairy pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5'11" Swedish hairy pussy. Jesus Christ. Now I might stab them and rape them.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. I might take their watches and rape them. Tell you what. Sounds like something I'd like. Hey, out of the way, Rajmeet. She's all mine. I heard this was going on. Hell, I set it up. Just like, fuck this. I'm not giving this to these guys. I rape them anyway.
You fucking...
Clara. She's like, aren't you the producer? I have like hands on
you. That's you punching the girl. That's you punching the girl.
Yeah. I'm like, I have like director gear on where I'm like, all right, we're going to have you walk down the street right here. We've got cameras rigged on left and right. Ah, fuck this. Now I want her.
Give me that fucking Rolex. It was your Rolex to begin with.
Don't look away, Sam. I'm going to be going away for a little while. Tell my kids I love them. I'm sorry, lady. I'm sorry, but they were going to do it anyway.
I think of it like those like pedophile hunters, like, every time you're talking to a 13-year-old girl on the internet, aren't you like going like, oh, this is definitely a sting? Like how like just jerk off, dude. Like you're gonna set yourself up like every single time. I would assume that every one of them is going to be a thing, but you got to figure it's probably not. They probably have fucked a bunch of kids, and it's been so successful so many times.
They're batting 1,000.
Yeah, like this rules, dude. It's a never-ending child.
I can't believe how good I am at this. They're getting...
I never got caught once.
Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, they're all cocky about it. They're like, hey, 12-year-old, get down here. I'm horny.
The funniest one I saw was... the guy was asking, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 13. And she's like, how old are you? I'm 13 also. And then a 50-year-old man sends a picture like, yeah, I'm 14. It's just like a bald.
Hell yeah.
It's me.
You guys have seen the pooping pill video, right?
No.
Yeah, you see where the Asian guy backs out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
my.
Should we watch that?
Goodness.
I just sent you, Chris.
Yeah, we should pull it up.
I sent you a good one, the link of where they're getting so good at catching... Like catching the fucking, like, guy comes here to meet 10-year-old boy, walks right into a boxing.
It's kind of worse, right? When you hear those, you're like, 10-year-old boy, come on, you sick fuck.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
One day old babies, but.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm
this guy.
Looking for my fiber.
Your what?
Fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah, because I gotta poop.
You gotta poop?
I'm constipated.
I gotta find the one that's not.
Oh my gosh.
A few months ago, I watched what had to be.
I gotta find the one that's not.
That's when he backs out and like throws it in reverse and just goes ham.
I gotta find this person.
Hey, bro, I can call the cops right now, we can just have a conversation.
I'm actually really constipated, sir. Please, can you actually let me get my supplements so I can actually go home so I can poop and actually so I can poop well? I've been having constipation for 4 or 5 weeks that I'm bleeding so much that I can't help it. Why are you doing this to me? Can you, like, tell me?
This is more embarrassing than being a pedophile.
You just can't say that I hurt you?
Well, this is... No, he is one.
That I hurt you.
I think it's Gimbal. And I'm...
He's... So no, the guy in the I'm red thing, he came here to meet
a child, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't put
and
your...
Then...
Here in front of this mic.
Wow.
Where is it? Fiber right here.
Why do I have a picture of your...
Why are you...
Why is he still...
Why do I have a picture of your asshole?
This is
He looks like who's that Chinese millionaire, Ma? Jack Ma?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Jack Ma's nephew.
He does look kind of Jack Ma.
Whoa.
Good grief.
But the best part is when he backs out.
Whatever.
When he demonstrates his Asian driving skills.
He had to drive a goddamn... I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Fuck this.
That's what happens when you have blue balls.
Okay, so...
Holy shit, yeah. Man.
So, sucks how all these videos have fucking commentary from fucking teenagers who were playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
They're getting really great at it. I think it's, as far as the media progression in any format, I think the largest growth is going to... Like, pedophile catching has been getting really good.
Yeah, but it's still in its infancy. I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. Where it's going to go, I'm excited to watch.
Same. There's another one. It's $10 a month. These guys are they're putting them in the ring with, like, boxes of their own weight. And the guy was 220. And the guy boxing them looked like you guys in your prime shape. Like, he's like, all right, you're going to fight this, like, amateur boxing champion. He's got gloves on. The guy's like, I don't want to be here. This, like, soft faggot is like, I just want to leave. And the guy's like, ding, 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 like, full on in a ring, gloves. Like,
where is this?
I sent it to Chris just now for Chris, Chris link. Instagram, the last link I just sent
is
you.
Is it in another country or is
not
it
in
the
United
US?
States?
And why do the guys agree to do the boxing?
Because they'll call the cops.
Oh. I mean, they're being filmed. Your life is ruined no matter what.
That one. Yep. It's so good. I feel like you should. We're gonna
this
be making.
Is, by the way, this is what the Stop Anti-Semitism people should be doing. They should put that big black bitch in the ring with a professional boxer.
She
professional
went.
Semi.
Yeah, professional semi. She wins. She's just fucking knocking them out right away.
Boom! I'll beat this Jewish motherfucker ass.
Like spitting their teeth out. Like Mama said, knock you out. Like compilations of her. She's like tough, like she's Tom Platz tough.
She's tough.
She's tough as shit.
She can take an ass whooping.
Yeah, she's getting beat up by a man.
She's not losing. She's getting mad.
Yeah, she's like, you can't fuck with me, Rabbi. Wham! Punching jaws off, like the slow-mo. Like,
this is Matt. Matt came to meet a 15-year-old girl. Instead, he met a heavyweight boxer.
Fighting out of the red corner from Jacksonville, Florida. Weighing in at 212 pounds, he is undefeated against Files Cutter! Big Red!
You know why you say they did get into fights when the pedophile starts winning? That happened in one of the supermarket ones.
Oh, really?
The pedophile started working this guy.
Easton, Philadelphia. Oh, that's... Weigh in at 223 pounds, Matthew the...
Oh, my God. That's all right. Guys, me in the middle. No punches to the kidneys, no holding. Let's have a clean fight. There it is.
They don't show it because they're trying to get a lot of views. Every week
for just $10 a month.
Oh,
I'm paying.
Honestly, if you're going to pay for one of them, that's the one. That's pretty sick.
Skydiving next?
Yeah, skydiving. Just like, it's supposed to be fun. They take a race car driving. You're going to compete in the Porsche Cup Challenge.
You're racing against Travis Pastrana in a rally car race for Hot Wheels. They got to do the loop-de-loop for Hot Wheels. They have to do X Games things.
You're throwing out the first pitch at the Cleveland Indians game. Matt the pedophile.
He's got like
a good arm though.
Yeah, he's good. He gets a contract.
You're going to hang with Tony Hawk, you fucking pedophile.
Hey, what's going on?
They make him drop in from like 10 foot half pipes and shit. They hit mega ramps. All of this stuff would be great.
Hope you do a 720.
You have to try a 900. You try a 900, you fucking pedophile. I don't want to. Do it or I'm calling the cops, dude.
Do a Misty flip right now or call the fucking cops.
I don't even know how to do a Misty flip. I don't even know what one is. It's like, I don't know, dude, just like twist in the air or something. That would be awesome. He's on like BMX bikes. Like, hit the dirt jump, dude. I don't know, do a tail whip. It's just like riding off the side. That would be... If you're if this somehow gets back to those guys, please make them do BMX dirt jumping. Dude. Please.
Here competing in Tough Mudder is Joe, the child fucker. Like, all right.
Like deep water diving. Like, like stuff that can give him like the bends and shit. Like scuba diving at like 300 feet on a single like non-nitrous tank. Oh, that'd be so good. Shark cage, like cage shark,
swamp boats,
yeah, alligator hunting, yeah. The catfish arm hunting that they do.
Stupid shit. Yeah. You have to go on a ghost tour in New Orleans.
I hate ghosts. I don't want to go.
We'll call the cops then.
Oh, okay. I'll go on a ghost tour. I'd rather be scared than arrested.
I'd rather be scared than arrested.
Isn't a ghost thing in New Orleans? Like, isn't that a thing?
I did one.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. I did one with my son. It was gay.
Oh, shit.
That's the thing, you can set up anywhere. They got those everywhere.
You did one. Yeah. You did a
ghost. We did a ghost thing. We did it in Las Vegas. You do it like here. You do. They have, every town has a ghost tour.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you find an old house and you're like, oh, this is the house where Mr. Whitlock.
Oh, the house that he was trying to get me to buy. The one with the $600,000 renovations, yeah. The original owners were murdered in the house. It was a judge.
No.
It was a judge, and the guy that he convicted climbed into the window at night and murdered him and his wife in his bed.
O.J. Simpson killed Judge Ito in the house.
Gotta be careful. You convict.
Yeah, that has to be disclosed to you.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's great. They say that's where the ghosts are.
Yeah, yeah. What? But I thought that was kind of cool in a weird way.
I could see you.
Having ghosts?
You would live in a ghost house.
100%, dude. Yeah, like, yeah. Nicolas Cage bought that ghost house in New Orleans, like one of the most famous ones.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. My buddy's father's friend wrote the ghost book of Rhode Island. There's a really haunted restaurant, and Jake Gyllenhaal's shooting a movie in the restaurant right now, and if you talk to the crack whore waitresses that work there, they're like, I've been vacuuming in there, and the salt shakers are fucking moving, I'm telling you.
They were, 2 days ago, they were shooting... a scene on Pontiac right by my house.
Yeah, the comic book store, right?
Yeah, yeah. Supposedly it's an M. Night Shyamalan.
No, that's the J.J. Abrams.
Oh.
Rhode Island's going through its renaissance right now. J.J. Abrams and M. Night Shyamalan are here. M. Night Shyamalan is here raping girls with Rolexes, and and J.J. Abrams is here stealing money from people.
J.J. Abrams is here unstraightened in the mezuzahs.
Why are they all straight? I just don't get it. 958. I would have sold it to him.
Did
Did you see Trap, the latest M. Night Shyamalan movie?
No, I thought. Go to shit.
It's really crazy. Type Trap Jamie. Full screen, please.
Cooper. Jamie. Hey, what's with all the police trucks outside and the cameras everywhere, Jamie? Something happening?
What?
I'm not supposed to tell. Don't rat me out.
I won't.
You know the butcher? Hmm? A freaking nut job that goes around just chopping people up?
Yeah.
Well, the feds or whatever heard that he's gonna be here today. So they set up a trap for him. This whole concert? It's a trap.
Wow. Here?
Yeah. Yeah, they're watching all the exits. They're checking everyone that leaves. There's no way to get out of here except backstage, I guess, but no one can get backstage.
See? It's kind of dope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone. I'll get in deep crap.
No.
Okay, no. I gotta get back, but come see me for that t-shirt.
For sure, Jamie.
Josh Hartnett's fucked, huh?
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
That was the face-to-face dialogue.
Yeah.
I've never seen that
in my
life.
Like saying the names. He's like, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sam. Sam.
I don't want to tell you something, Chris.
There's a trap.
We have to talk to Chris.
Hey, buddy.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
It's like TV. It's like movie for babies or something. It was very weird. It's like a really bad. I did watch the whole thing, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and his daughter, the concert is for a pop star, and the pop star is his daughter, and there's a performance of her real song. So it's just like a Indian nepotism thing to try to get his daughter famous, I think.
I can get you more money if you store but soundtrack red dollars for the...
And she's awful, and she's butt ugly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's here. He's in Rhode Island. I wonder what the fuck he's doing. How the hell did
my
he get
my favorite joke from when I was a kid? I used to say, I got in trouble. I did this to an actual Indian girl. I was like, why do Indian women have that red dot on their forehead? Do you know that one?
No.
It's because people keep on going up to them being like, you are so fucking ugly. That's my favorite joke. I did it to an Indian girl in high school, and I got suspended.
That's fucking good one.
That's my favorite joke.
I dated a half Indian girl in college. I stuck up with this girl, and I used to do impressions of her mom. I didn't know her mom was like a fucking full Indian. I didn't even know she was Indian. Mm-hmm. I thought she was like British or something, and then. I drove back to college with her mom, and her mom was like, where are you to study? I was like, holy shit. I didn't know that was going on. And then for the rest of the semester while we were hooking up, I was like, look, it's me, your mother. And she's like, stop doing that. That's so racist. I was like, oh, my bad. Damn. I didn't know you were that full on. She was cool, though.
Have you seen War of the Worlds, the new Ice Cube one?
It's got like one star on Amazon, right?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it, no.
Nuts.
It's terrible.
It's worth
It's so bad that it's worth watching.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I love
it. It's insanity. It's all B-roll. The whole movie is just B-roll, and then they just use After Effects to just like make a movie out of it. It's insane. I wish there was like better clips on YouTube, but
didn't they figure out, did we already talk about this, that they figured out like a mimetic thing that they were like, it's so bad when they made it during COVID that they were like, if we release this right now, it'll be so bad it'll make some money back.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like it's so shitty. Like, if we just put this out, it'll get like a million views.
Oh, because everyone's home streaming. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so shit. It'll be like, people will watch it just for the shit. Like, shit watching is now a thing.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, what was the Tubi movies?
Yeah.
Like, people watching like
that's my entire career. People just shit watching. It's a Legion of Skanks, people watching me.
Fuck it. I'll just see what he's up to.
Yeah. I didn't see that. You know, I actually just liked, which I feel kind of gay for liking, but I just liked it. The Life of Chuck, the new Stephen King movie.
I haven't seen. I don't know what that looks like.
It's pretty fucking sick.
What's the Life of Chuck?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't watch any horror.
It's not horror. It's like
it's
drama, like fantasy, like.
I am wonderful.
This is a Stephen King movie?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Neon did. That's why. Those are cool. Anyone that's Toronto.
When you look up at the night sky.
It's all Mazzezas.
It can tell you stuff about your future. It won't lie to you.
I think it's we can close this.
Your landlord is narrating.
He just said close this.
For $9.59, you could have had the house, Lewis. You were so close.
I enjoyed it. I genuinely did. It made me think about life. It made me fucking... It's a beautiful movie.
I'm happy for you.
Well, at least it's a movie. I'll say that. It's nice to see that there is a movie being made. Did you watch it? Have you ever seen what Stephen King's face looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives near here. He's a Maine guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's a sick fuck.
That's where all of his shit is based in Maine. He was in the original, or Creepshow 2. Remember, he played the guy that had all the green shit climbing all over his body. Looked like fucking, what does it call it? fucking that green chocolate that's popular right now. What is it called? Dubai chocolate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's being attacked by Dubai chocolate.
Wow, what a goofy bastard. This is that's the most prolific writer of all time. Oh.
Yeah.
Renowns taking New Jersey spot. We got Housewives.
We're next.
We're next. We're getting a national moment. Yep. New Jersey's gonna have a run too. Those hot housewives you guys got. Those
sister states.
Yeah, where they are.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same we shape? Border?
No, we're just cousins.
Oh.
Like Long Island, New Jersey.
Very similar. You gotta drive through Connecticut to get to.
They look the same though on the map. It's hard to tell them apart.
The top two population densities, Rhode Island and New Jersey in America.
That's a fun fact.
Really?
That's fun.
Yep.
Okay.
New Jersey's one and then Rhode Island's two.
Sweet.
People have opinions on Rhode Island. People hate New Jersey.
Yeah.
People are just fucking like, yo, fuck New Jersey. But Jersey rules. It's beautiful, dude.
Mm. It is nice.
Suburbs, cars, pools.
You got four gears. You got snow an hour away. You got farmland. You got city. You got beaches.
Yeah.
Taylor Ham.
I've never had a bad experience in New Jersey.
Nope.
No complaints. Although it is weird that other people pump your gas and that they have to.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have to.
They don't have to anymore?
So, no, they do. But if you're just impatient like I am, you just fucking curse them out. Like, you fucking lazy piece of shit. Then I get out and I do it myself. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, fucking on my face.
Don't they complain about that, though? Isn't that
illegal? Yeah, they come over and they like yell at you. And I'm like, well, be faster.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't want that?
I don't want to have to get an altercation every time I get gas.
I like watch. You show them your shit. You show them your pubes. They're all shaved. They're like, stop being hot with me, son. Stop making me hot.
One of our best shows was Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. Atlantic City was cool.
Atlantic City Rock Club, right?
Atlantic City.
The Anchor Rock Club.
That's a shithole.
That is a shit fucking hole.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the Ocean's Casino?
I think I just did. I was just there. I just did a show in New Jersey. I don't know which casino it was.
It was the big one.
Maybe.
Gigantic.
No, it wasn't. It was not. It was shitty.
We went down there. We stayed at the Ocean Casino Hotel. We looked down. The pool looked like a fucking carnival cruise on a Sunday. People were bringing coolers in. It was buck wild. Yeah. We looked down. We're like, holy shit. Look, the pool was like the size of this office.
Are you talking about Atlantic City?
Remember Atlantic City?
We were on that side of the hotel, which was bad because it was very loud.
Yes.
And then you look down and it's absolutely teeming like Africa. And then past the pool, the property line, like it becomes this really distressed, ugly property. Is that true or am I making
that
up?
No, Atlantic City is like it looks really bad. Rough.
You look down, there's a nice pool. It's filled with Africa, and then over that there's like this all this really really distressed property.
That's where we sent Alex to get orange juice, and this is like New Jersey's attitude. Yeah. This is what I think about it. He was like, they had like Simply Orange, and he's like, hey man, do you have any like organic orange juice? And the guy's like, get the fuck out of here, man. That's a quote.
Get the fuck out of here.
like in a real dickhead, like, get the fuck out of here, man.
I like it.
I was like, bro. Alex is like, bro, this is like, I was like, New Jersey, I don't give a fuck around.
Yeah, Jersey don't fuck around, dude. We got great food. There's like just good bars, good fucking, yeah.
It is good. You have the most bars, what is it? How far are you from Jersey City?
30 minutes.
That's most bars per capita, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they have a strip of, like, a lot of bars. I couldn't believe how many bars were there. My college roommate dated a whore from there. A Ravens cheerleader. Mm. I'm both a Ravens cheerleader, and I went to go see him in Jersey City, and I was like, holy shit, this is a lot of fucking bars.
How's your stand-up going?
Going pretty good. I just did a special. It's coming out in October or November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. You know.
How many days a month are you touring, pretty much?
Usually try to be on every weekend, 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. Then I just go home for a few
days. Is that what you do every weekend?
Yeah, Yeah,
I do. Providence, Portland, Key West. You travel every weekend?
Yeah, basically. Oh, or I try to.
Oh, man.
I'm off that weekend because I'm moving.
You're going somewhere where I was just in upstate New York and I saw your name on a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saratoga.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I went there last year and I went during Chowderfest. It fucking ruled. Chowderfest is the shit.
Sam, you got to go to Saratoga.
Mm. Dude, go to Chowderfest. How do you feel about chowder?
Don't like it.
Really?
Don't want it.
Don't be that way.
I really would. It's probably one of my least.
Really? Least favorite soups is chowder?
I love chowder.
The last time I had it was probably when I was like 6 years old. Was it clams?
Yes.
No, yeah. No, no. It can be chicken chowder. You can have any type of chowder.
Corn chowder? Corn chowder.
I would eat a non-clam chowder.
A corn? That's chicken?
Good. I'll eat chicken or corn, sure.
No, that's what I'm saying about Chowderfest. It's not just, they're all clam chowders.
Now I can get in there.
Now I'm back in the mix.
It's the second drunkest city in the United States, Saratoga.
Why do you know so many weird facts about everybody?
Chris and I are faggots. We're like geography guys that are like, and a fun fact.
Yeah, dude, every bar in the entire town of Saratoga and every restaurant and people, they like rent space. There's like 500 different places that are offering chowder and they're part of this competition and you have to judge it. They give you little scorecards and you buy like little dollar servings of chowder in a cup and you just walk around drunk eating chowder all day.
That sounds great.
It was actually awesome.
That sounds pretty good.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Saratoga, is that Florida?
No.
New York.
When are you there? Because
it's where the water comes from.
How was the room? Because I was like, I want to play here.
Small room. But it's good. It's fine.
It was like right on the main.
My old booking agent owns the room, so I'll set you up easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom.
We were at that hotel, the fancy hotel, eating lunch.
That's a pretty looking town.
It's rich.
It's really rich. So they're famous for horse racing.
Horse racing.
So it's all like fucking rich dickheads with like vacation houses to go watch the horse races.
I'm looking around. I'm like, we're eating and I'm cracking hard jokes. Like I'm at the restaurant. I'm like this. I need a table now. My wife's retarded. She fucks really good. like a 20-year-old hot girl hostess. We're at this place called like Monarchs or something like that. Mm-hmm. We get a table right away. But I'm looking around. I'm like, everybody looks like Mr. Alcohol Man. Like, everybody's got, like, polo shirt, white guy. They're like, hey, what's going on, young fella? See the tattoos on there, big guy? That's so funny. You got your winter hat on. It ain't winter anymore, pal. What's going on, Mr. Stripes? Everybody was, like, talking like that. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then the waiter, I was like, dude, is everybody, like, cocked here? And he's like, it's the second drunkest city in the country behind that one in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just fucking rich people going up and getting hammered all day for the summer.
Yeah,
horse racing is such a fucking old, crusty white person thing to go watch.
It's the worst. Dave Portnoy's up.
Pedophile Matt, you're going to be watching horse races with a rich family.
You got to bet another guy's money. You got to bet the toughest guy in the room's money. He's like, don't you fucking lose my money. You got to bet like a fucking ex-convict that got his first $5,000 after working at like a body shop. You have to bet his $5,000 on a horse and you have to pick it right for win, lose, or draw. And he's like, you fucking lose, I'm going to rape your faggot ass. He's like, man, we got to get into this game. But I don't know. I just liked what I saw. I was like, this is real. It was a vibe. Like I had a thing about it. And I was like, and Ballston Spa, New York. Remember that Ballston Spa?
No.
Same kind of thing. But yeah, you were on the, I was like, who the fuck's playing there? And it was you and like Marlon Wayans or something like that.
I went to Marlon Wayne's house once.
Really?
I wrote a cartoon and we filmed like a short for it and it ended up with him and he liked it and he invited me to his giant fucking mansion and I was pitching this cartoon to him and one of his brothers and they were just like...
Damon?
No, it wasn't Damon. It was another one. It was Marlon and then another one.
Sean.
Yeah, it was Sean Wayne's, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Pitch.
No, yeah, I mean, they weren't interested in doing anything with it. They were like, but it was a cartoon about a team of superheroes, but they were all like fucked up people that were like, they were, their identities, it was like O.J. Simpson, it was George Zimmerman, it was like right after the Zimmerman thing. So they were actually superheroes, but they were, like, everyone hated them.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, Justin Bieber was one of them. Never got made, though.
I'm surprised Adult Swim didn't pick that. What the fuck
were
they?
It was very
do?
Adult Swimmy, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like something that they would pass on for no good reason.
Yep.
That's Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, he's been touring stand-up. You'll see his name. That's like one of those names you hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do stand-up, you see these names of people who are touring now, and you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing on the road? Aren't you like an Academy Award-winning actor? Mm. Like Jeremy Piven. Like seeing him around.
I heard he's in a rough way. Absolute cunt.
Really?
I heard from so many different people that he's the worst. I had a dream. The only time I've ever lucid dreamed involved Jeremy Piven. I started sucking his cock.
Lloyd! Lewis!
No, I was waiting to go on stage, and I was standing with Jeremy Piven and Greg Giraldo. But Greg Giraldo was like 7'5". He was like fucking massive, right? And then I was like, all right, Jeremy Piven was going on stage. I was like, good luck, dude. And he didn't give me a handshake, didn't acknowledge me. And I was like, what the fuck? And I go to Greg Giraldo. I was like, you see that shit? And he's like, yeah, I know, right? And, I was like, and then I was like, wait a minute, Greg Giraldo's dead. Then I was like, wait a minute, I'm dreaming. And then I realized I was dreaming. It was the only time that I've ever been able to control my dream. And I just started running and I fucking jumped up. I flew. I was fucking,
whoa.
And I couldn't come down. The way to come down, I had to turn my back and just free fall and then turn back over and start gliding on the water. It was fucking sick, dude.
Jeez. That's a good one.
I didn't even think lucid dreaming was a real thing. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that you could have. Have you ever lucid dreamed, like controlled it?
I don't think so.
It was fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, I've had great dreams like that.
And you've been able to control it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't remember them that good, but I know I've been in that. I've been there before where you're like, oh, no, this is, I'm sleeping, but fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean when Greg Giraldo's that tall? That's funny. That means that you have like, what does it mean? You should look that up, Chris. What does it mean when someone is taller than they are in real life in a dream? That probably means you have an admiration. Greg Giraldo's my favorite.
He's the best.
Yeah.
So funny. His kid does stand up now.
No shit.
Greg Giraldo Jr.
Person perceives power, wisdom, spiritual growth. Your own desire.
Big influence on you.
I wouldn't even say that much.
Just, not really. Your desire is funny, greater. But
maybe he's just a tall guy in a dream. Though.
Tall guy in a dream. let's not overthink this, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if Greg Giraldo was like, I don't know why Jeremy Piven's a fucking fag. You guys just a dick. Oh well, have fun flying, dude.
Have a good time. Flight talks like Andre the Giant.
Yeah. See you later. Get out of here. Fucking freak. I hate Gone to the Giant. We talked about it last night. But
so funny.
Yeah, he went to a restaurant in my hometown in Savini's, and he drank a case of wine upstairs at Gina Savini's dad's restaurant, and he was a fucking asshole to everybody. And I guess my neighbor went upstairs to, like, they heard he was there, so they walked upstairs to see him. And he was like, get out of here! And everybody in the whole town hated him. So they're like,
they should have killed him.
We should have drowned him.
Yeah.
We should have shot him with a tank.
Just out of courtesy for Over has to deal with him next.
Yeah. Dude, professional wrestlers have some nerve being assholes to anybody. You fucking jack offs.
Yeah. You clowns. You human clowns.
You fucking faggots.
You jacked clowns.
You fucking fake fighting homos.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you fake.
Yeah. They're just beating up reporters like gay Giraldo.
Yeah. Dude. It's like you want to see a fake, and it's fucking just smacks him.
It's really good though. The slap is so like unruthlessly like slapping a pussy, like slapping like an unknowing pussy, like
hard.
Greg Giraldo's got to be like Geraldo Rivera is probably 138 pounds or something, and he's probably like 6'2", 258, like right off your hands.
He got attacked a few times. Didn't like Nazis throw a chair at him, break his nose? That was a famous thing.
Giraldo?
Yeah, Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera, Nazis?
Yeah, I believe it was Nazis. They started having like a chair fight, and they hit him in the nose with a chair, and they broke his nose. It was like a big...
Oh, I gotta see that.
I think I remember that.
They used to have the Nazis on all the time on the daytime talk shows.
This guy's had a heck of a career. He was around... He was in deep forever. He was all over the place. You couldn't get away from him. Geraldo.
Connie Chung, too, remember?
He really had a super career.
All these fucking freaks had a lot of career.
Yeah.
What's his name? Maury Povich.
Maury Povich, yep.
He's letting Connie Chung get fucked by actress. He was a cuck. That just came out.
No, I think he was, I think he got cheated on.
By Connie Chung?
Yeah.
She loved fucking.
Yeah, but I think he, did you see their podcast together? They did a podcast like recently, and Maury Povich was like, so you cheated on me. Like he brings that out like right off the rip.
Yeah, and she's like, well, you know, you did yours.
40 years ago.
She's like, you know, wing wing. You know, combo prate. You know, combo prate number. I'm 11 years old, by the way.
Oh, you echo like you innocent.
Oh, big man, Superman, Maury with your big dick.
We about to make a mistake.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, with skinheads, Roy Innes.
Hey, hold it. Hold it. Sit down. Oh, hell yeah. Uh-oh. Jim Brown.
Yeah, that chair, the only person who got hit with it was Geraldo.
That was a fucking brawl.
Damn.
Oh my gosh. That's like, this is a fight left, fight right, fight back. Like,
1988. This is the equivalent of today watching like gore or people die in traffic accidents. This is a wild video for 88. This is crazy.
This is beheading videos of 88.
Yeah. This happened a lot. Remember like Ricky Lake would have him on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those beheading videos at first, dude? The ISIS, they had like really amazing like 4K cameras, mm-hmm. dude. Yes. And you were like, and the music kind of thumped.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the ISIS music?
Oh, yeah.
The ISIS music was sick, dude. And then you'd watch it. And I got, after watching three or four of them, I got desensitized to it. And I started looking forward to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were solid.
I saw one. You saw the first one.
Where it was like straight up, like they had like a beautiful lens on the camera. Yep. And
he
just
was sitting there and he's like scared. And then there's like the big knife right into the head.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I rolled over in college and I was like, what is that? And he's like, dude, check this out. And I remember just being like, what is that? Like on a bunk bed looking underneath like a college dorm. And I was like, oh my God. Like you just hear like the ripping of the flesh, like the big straight, like cutting the spinal cord. And I was like,
at what point do you die? There's like, do they do it in a way where it takes the longest amount of time to die? They must, right?
They don't do it to make it quick for you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the head, they're holding it up, and I was like, it was like right after 9/11. It was like a year after 9/11.
How long is someone conscious after their head gets, after they get decapitated?
They used to blink after guillotines, right?
I'm sure.
Well, that's quick.
You're probably still thinking for like a minute.
A full minute?
You're making. How long are you conscious after beheading? Yeah.
You do like the cringy, your body does the cringiest shit. It does like the Macarena. It does like love hearts.
It does fucking, does Dane Cook super fingers.
2 to 3 seconds. Ugh.
2 to 3 seconds if you're still conscious, that's psychotic. That rules though in a weird way. That must be scary. That must be like pretty sick to like just in the moment you're like, this is fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
Like you're looking at your body on the floor.
Super finger. you say the cringiest shit ever. Like, I always wanted to fuck my mom. Like just like the hardest cringe sentence you can get out of your like you can think
but
of.
It comes out like this. but that's what you're saying.
That's, you're writing it down with your hands. You're writing it down like my dad's dick tastes good. Like, I never fucked the dog, but always wanted to. Just super cringy shit. Freddie Prinze Jr. is hot. Hearts. These are like war heroes, Desert Storm guys getting beheaded from ISIS. They're like, that's the pudding that comes out is like cringy gay shit.
Yeah. Who did ISIS behead?
How horrifying. Like,
what a nightmare.
Was it a journalist? No, a soldier.
Was a nightmare.
I mean, I think it was a combination of soldiers and journalists. I think there was just some fucking normal people.
Aren't journalists
just
like...
some black lady that said some shit online?
It's that basketball
motherfucker.
Poly prep.
James Foley, American freelance journalist. How horrifying.
Is journalism off limits in a war?
If it says journalism, there's no way of knowing whether it's an actual journalist or a CIA guy or what. Uh-huh. Or it's just some weirdo that wants to be in the middle of hell.
Are these all the killings?
These are the killings.
All beheadings.
Who is? Who'd they get from the U.S.? They got it. So they got James Foley. Go back.
Whoa!
Look at that neck,
fucking guy. His neck was asking.
His neck was fucking.
He was asking for it.
Screaming for a sharpened, curvy blade.
Yeah, the M&M
tattoo. I don't care about the Syrians or whoever. Oh, that guy? Israeli-American? Yuck. Yeah, I don't care about that.
No, this is on like 03, like date time-wise. So you gotta go down.
I don't think ISIS... It wouldn't have been ISIS in 03.
Yeah, that was Taliban. Yeah.
Oh, Taliban.
What about... What's the latest beheading? Because I haven't seen one in a minute. I feel like that's like old news, but I'm sure they still happening. Down.
Oh, 2025, the Kasanga Massacre. They're back at it.
They're back at it.
Season 3.
They got a new tour.
Up to their old hijinks.
Who'd they kill here? Oh, the Congo, so they're just killing black people, so it doesn't matter.
They're doing the Taya thing back to them.
Yeah. It's just they're going into somewhere. They're already chopping each other up with machetes. Well, who cares? What's the point?
Can you show a Congo tire fire?
Like, think about heat of rubber. Like, you're dying from rubber fire. Like, the contact is probably worse than a normal, like a wood fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And the chemical smoke, like, hurting your lungs. You're just getting attacked from all sudden. Your eyes are burning.
I could take it.
Yeah.
I could take it, dude.
You could take it.
Yeah, I'm
pretty Can you ask ChatGPT how many African people have had their arms cut off?
Their hands? ChatGPT is like, yo, chill. It's like, nah, dude, I'm taking a break right now, bro.
Or when they're the one like in Haiti, isn't there like a warlord who's like taking over and like
Hamburger
eating everybody?
His name's Hamburger.
His name's Hamburger. No,
no, Barbecue.
Barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah,
because they cook people.
He looks like he's got like tire shoulder pads and shit. Looks like LA casting.
He looks exactly how you would make a Haitian warlord look.
Yeah, he looks like the guy from.
He's wearing like a fucking like a jersey, a Chicago Bulls jersey, like, fucking Legion of Doom like shoulder penny, pads.
Yeah, literally like. Like fresh out of LA casting. He looks like Demolition Man. Like, what's his name in Demolition? Wesley Snipes' character?
Yeah, dude. He's wearing Bret the Hitman Hart sunglasses.
Simon Phoenix.
So he looks like Simon Phoenix. They're like, all right. He gets like a makeup trailer. Like, all right, yeah, dye half his mohawk blonde. Ooh, scary. Yeah, let's make his teeth like anodized blue. Cool. This looks so scary. He's like a gay. He's like Tupac. He's like, oh my God, this shit looks so fucking snatch. All right, I'm ready to go. He like turns around. He's like, I will take over the world. Hillary Clinton, fuck my son. Now I eat your dogs.
Fuck.
How'd I do? It's so scary, right?
I looked up hotels in Haiti. Like, I wanted to see what it would be like to go visit. Dude, the nicest hotel in Haiti.
It's a wicked good idea.
It's a piece of shit, dude. Dude, doing fucking a live podcast from Haiti would be hilarious.
Wicked
dude.
Funny. That should be the best. You came to meet a 13-year-old girl, you're going on a vacation in Haiti.
Dude, fuck.
Can we actually look that up, please? Like, honestly, a one-star hotel in Haiti?
Dude, the five-star hotels in Haiti are like, it's like a shitty motel here. Oh, it's crazy.
Port-au-Prince.
Look at it.
Wow.
Look at this piece of shit.
There's not even one to like, where the money launderers go stay. There's got to be like one. We're like Washington, D.C. money, lowest price.
I like that it's got prices and that they're like, they're not as cheap as you'd think they are. Like $120 for a night.
Dean's house.
Oh.
What? It's fine.
Oh.
It's an Airbnb. Vince house. What?
Good Lord.
It's fine.
Auberge de la.
It's good. Yummy food, you have continental breakfast, you get ranch dressing.
A bowl of ranch.
Get a yummy bowl of ranch and tomatoes. You get all your food. You can cover the four food groups there.
What in the world?
Dude, hey, look at this, dude. This is a fucking...
You get a courtesy shuttle, a Nissan Frontier pickup. Get to ride in the back of a gunner pickup. Get to get dropped off at the fucking trash-covered beach. Walk around in fucking Burger King wrappers.
I mean, it's got to be like the nicest. There's gonna be a nice beach in Haiti, right?
I mean, just in terms of like geography, there's probably like gorgeous. I don't know. I've never looked, but there's you wouldn't want to be there.
You know how many people live in Haiti? 15 million. 30 million people live on that fucking island. That's more. That's the same amount as Canada 10 years ago.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Too many.
Absolutely frightening. Yeah, Haiti.
Is Haiti, what's the worst place on earth? Did we try to figure this out?
They were saying Haiti was up there. I think it was just like.
You should send one of your fans on an all expenses trip to Haiti. That's a hilarious contest.
Yes. Yeah. Dressed as a superhero. Dressed as like white Superman, like with like a side part. Like, hello, Rangers. Like, man, fuck out of here. Worst cities in the world, like danger. Like
It's all like Africa. Africa's got to be crazy.
Superman goes to Haiti.
I would imagine.
There's places that are like 30% of the population have AIDS. Like, literally, that's not even a joke.
Really?
Yeah. And like the Congo and shit. It's like a wild percentage of people have AIDS.
All right. Isn't Brazil getting there? Isn't Brazil pretty nasty? Like, parts of Brazil are like no-go?
A lot of Central American countries.
Colima. Wow, that's interesting. Mexico.
I think the answer is just most non-white countries.
Yeah. Jamaica is really bad. I've been to Jamaica a bunch, but yeah, it's a very dangerous place.
Really? You've been to Jamaica a lot?
I've been to Jamaica 12 times.
Really?
12 times.
Huh.
Yeah. Because I'm a trash Puerto Rican. But I love it, dude. I rent a villa on the beach. They give you a fucking your own beach leaves. A whole team of they do whatever you want.
Really?
Security, they cook for you, they drive you around.
They act out Hard to Kill, the movie with Seagal. Be Screwface. All right.
But yeah, it's sick, dude. Yeah.
Shoot me with an Uzi.
Private pool, private beach.
How much is it?
I mean, for like a couple, you can easily, like a nice villa, you can get for like $600-700 a night for like just like two people, like a small two bedroom villa. But if we do the Gas Digital stuff, we do 20 of us. We rent three villas on the beach. It's like, I want to say like $3,000 a night for all three villas, something like that. $4,000 a night.
And you guys go for like
4 or 5 nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. A buddy of mine goes to, I ran into him, he was like, hey, man, you gotta fly private to the Dominican Republic and rent a house. $50,000 a week, private chef, 4 families, $12,000 each.
That's not that bad.
I know. I was like, that's not that bad. I was like, this is total yuppie talk, though. And he shows me the villa, and it's like a fucking monster.
Crazy,
Dominican Republic. Now, the problem is me is like, why isn't it in Ireland? Like my lily white ass is like, no, that would be in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we looked at one in DR. There was one. We're gonna do it for 4 nights for 20 of us. It was like $10,000 to rent the villa for 4 nights in DR and with a chef. They just cook you all your meals.
Can you use the bathroom real quick?
Who do you go with?
I mean, I've been to Jamaica with everyone. I've been with my family. I've been with my whole crew, the whole Gas Digital crew, my production company. Brought different girls. It's always the death blow for my relationship is when I bring a bitch to Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
She watches you, like, put your dreadlock wig on.
Yeah, I have 4 different hats with dreadlocks attached, and I wear them the whole time while I blast Madish Yahoo's reggae music. I blast Jew reggae at the villa, and fucking she's just like, terrorize the staff for a week.
So I'm Screwface. She's like, oh shit, give it up, will ya? Me baby, me go really mad, American Dantana. You're putting belly on the screen the whole time.
Yeah, dude. But I love it. Yeah, I've been a bunch.
Who goes with you? Like a
at the end, you just don't pay. Me not have money, Bamba Clark.
Get your butty boy bills out of me at me face. Come around here with that. You know me card not working. Go ahead, run it again, boy. Let me get to the airport before you start running the bills. Run hard.
You're thinking that talking like that's going to get you out of having to pay? Like, you think you're just going to put on a cool accent?
Yeah, yeah. You done give me all the weed, I smoking all day, and you think I remember to pay the bills, boy. Already on a plane. Already, I'm all halfway back to Newark.
Yeah, shit. Oh, yeah, shit. You give them like a list of what you want to eat, and they go shopping for you, and then they cook it for you, and they just give you a bill. They give you a receipt from the grocery store. They don't add any money to it. They just want to be tipped out at the end of the week.
Wow,
it's fucking sick.
Mm-hmm. You fuck with them, you're asking for things that you can't, like Scotch eggs. Like, I want Scotch eggs and Norwegian salmon and Italian tin fish.
That's fucking good though. Dude, Jamaican food rules.
Well, Jamaicans have the hospitality down pat.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they have.
They're professional hotel employees.
Yeah.
Like, they got it down pretty solid. But off Kingston, they say it's pretty gnarly, right?
Oh, yeah. It's super. If you leave your resort or your villa, like, it's really dangerous. Like, legitimately, I watched two guys get into a fight on the beach in Negril, two Jamaican guys. The other guy hit the other guy in the head with a giant rock. It was fucking wild, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, and then fucking he ran. You heard, like, the shitty Jamaican police sirens are hilarious. It's like, neener, neener,
neener, neener. Really?
It's bad. Yeah, they're fucking gay.
It's modest, yeah.
Every other siren around the world is fucking gay. Yeah. It sounds like you're announcing a gay person coming into a room.
It is.
In Europe, you go anywhere, dude. If you hear a police siren, you're like, oh, is there a gay guy here? What's happening?
Yeah. It's just that sucking cock.
We have the best sirens. The U.S., that at the very least, we got the best fucking sirens. Our sirens are fucking badass.
Yeah.
It's like a homo
He shows up like rips your belt off, starts blowing you to like gagging on you. No, get your cock in my mouth, first show.
In various countries, Japan.
That's pretty cool. Whoa.
Oh, that one's fun.
US.
Familiar sound.
Yeah.
They mean business.
Sweden.
Fag.
Get out. Netherlands.
Wow. This is really funny.
Retards.
Look at the Lambo police car, bro. That's ridiculous.
That sounds like a gay guy whistling out of his asshole.
The British are so done.
Jew, 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 Jew.
Dubai.
Dubai's just badass.
Bugatti. It's cool Bugatti, bro. There's no need for police. We just kill everybody. We're so cool. Stealing Rolex, Dom Perignon, Drake. Dubai. Have you been to Dubai?
No, I've never been to the Middle East, but there's that big comedy festival right now that's going to be in Saudi Arabia. And everyone's going.
How much did they pay them?
It has to be a wild amount of money.
I saw
12
that.
Hours from New York, right? I don't know. I don't. What from LA? Is it? I have no idea where in the world fucking Saudi Arabia is in relation.
Far. 21 hours.
Is it closer to New York or closer to?
I think it's closer. That's a good question, actually. I don't know.
I have no idea. I have
be,
no idea.
It could be.
It might be the exact opposite side of the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I saw that, like it's kind of like a talk, like who's doing it, who's not doing it, but everybody's doing it.
Everyone huge is doing it.
LAX is closer.
LAX is closer.
Yeah. No,
how far is that?
Oh, I phrased it wrong. Oops. LAX to Dubai is around 16 hours.
Okay. Yeah, all those comics are doing that fucking Saudi prince.
How much?
Who's going to do this?
Bill Burr.
If I had a guess that they're probably given like $1 million guarantees and versus ticket sales at these massive venues.
How do you do stand up in front of a bunch of Saudi Arabian people? Just answer me that.
Schultz does good over there.
How
right?
far is it from JFK to Dubai? I'm still.
Sam's going.
They Sam's cut off Jessica Kirsten's clit.
Like, get this ugly dumb bitch out of here.
8 hours.
That's not bad.
It's not. Can you please type in JFK to Dubai flight time and let's find an answer to this.
Let's see. Oh, 12 hours.
12 hours.
Yeah.
So it's a long time.
And then
closer
LAX
than LAX.
To Dubai.
16.
Oh, 16.
Yeah.
I would do it for $32,000 right now.
You think there's no way.
Don't you make that in a weekend?
No.
In Florida?
That's a great weekend for me. That's a great... That'd be a clean-up fucking great
every
weekend
ticket
for me.
Sold 4 days in a row.
Yeah. I mean, I do good, but that's why I'm saying if it was like a... I don't have any, like, moral issue. I'll go fucking... I'll perform for fucking... I'll perform for Bin Laden's family right now.
Give
me the
opportunity. Bris.
Let's go. There's a price. $32,000 is my price to perform for anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Charles Manson.
Yeah,
dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm a sellout in a heartbeat.
The caught pedophiles. You get to watch Luis Gomez's comedy, bro.
So, like, here's the deal with, like, eating pussy.
He's like, dude, I don't even like stand-up. We're going to call the cops. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, dude.
You're doing the dick grab joke to him?
Yeah, dude. I'm grabbing a pedophile's cock.
They have to be on Legion of Skanks.
That would be really funny. You walk him right into a podcast in front of a live studio audience.
Fuck.
Bro, we have to do that.
That rules.
We have to do that.
I was gonna interview a pedophile years ago on my other podcast, Real Ass Podcast, when I used to do it, and I put it on Craigslist. Yeah, I think it was Craigslist. This is how long ago it was. I put it on Craigslist being like, hey, I want to interview a pedophile. You don't have to give your identity. I just want to like fucking pick your brain. And I had a few different people hit me up, and as I started talking to them, I just had this weird like sunken feeling come into my stomach. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do this. Yeah. I just decided against, I had a bunch of different people hit me up being like, yes, if it's completely anonymous, I'll like do it and have a conversation.
It's because you're like humanizing a demon.
Yeah. 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 I felt, as soon as I actually started communicating with him, I was like, oh, this feels kind of gross and weird. Yeah.
Oh, but we got it. I think like having them like right on like Story Wars. Like, so I was, you know, I was kicking a baseball bat up a 4-year-old.
One time I wasn't allowed within 500 yards of a school or playground. Big J? I think it's Big J.
It definitely, double points.
Yeah, the pedophile gets double
points. He knows what it is.
He wins a shitty book.
He's paired up with like Corinne Fisher and shit. You just don't tell her.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, you got to go with him. I don't know.
That's
what.
Funny.
This guy is getting really popular. He like compares. It's like
advertising for Dubai, but he compares other countries, and it's really funny.
For investments.
Crap.
Of course, Dubai.
The most stable currency.
Of course, Dubai.
What is your name?
Of course, Dubai.
Best taxes in the world.
Of course, in
That's
Dubai.
Actually true, right? There's no the income tax in Dubai or something?
I mean, why does that matter? What are you gonna do to make money over there?
Yeah, why don't you sell sand?
Germany, of course.
Best technology.
China.
But if you're a touring comedian, though, and you just tour, and there is there no income tax in Dubai? I've seen that like
if
meme.
If you gave up your U.S. citizenship to become a Dubai citizen,
no taxes?
You'd be so sad. It would ruin your life.
Dude, you'd no
be
the, way.
Everybody comes back. People in Portugal do it all the time.
Is there income tax in Portugal?
Well, there was like a big European tax loophole that a lot of people were going to. The quality of life index, blah, 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 blah. Everybody who's going to do that, these like yuppies, people who make $1 million, $2 million, they're like, fuck this USA lifestyle, blah, blah, my kids are in college, blah, 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 I'm leaving. They go to Portugal, blah, blah, for 3 years, and they're like, it's just so far behind. Like, I can't catch up. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I know nothing. No one's talking to me. It's fucked up.
Yeah, but couldn't you, I mean, and this is genuine tax evasion, but couldn't you just technically go live there for a year and then fucking live wherever you want afterwards?
You'd have
to establish residence. It only takes a certain amount of time before you establish residence, and then you could travel.
You'd have to renounce your U.S. citizenship to avoid U.S. taxes,
yes.
Personal taxes.
And then getting it back would be real fun.
I think the passport that people get is St. Kitts, and like the passport they get for tax purposes for the Lupos is St. Kitts.
I saw that. Those are the best passports to get. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, it's St. Kitts and Nevis.
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 No personal income tax for residents or citizens.
It's like the passport that the billionaires get to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, what is U.S. citizen? I mean, is St. Kitts dope?
I don't think it's like, I don't think they like live there. That's not their place that they want
to
live.
You can bring in the U.S., like if you want to like, you have to establish residence, you have to actually live there for a certain amount of time. And a lot of people went down to Florida.
I would live on a yacht.
I don't believe that this is real.
No.
Can you go to ChatGPT and type in, are U.S. people able to avoid taxes by some St. Kitts loophole?
You just fucking not pay taxes and run.
I think about it every day. I understand why people cheat on their taxes now.
I know someone who did that. I know.
Well, he's just on the run?
Just ran. And he's fucking on a boat. See you later. Yep.
Gone.
Yep.
This tax evasion stuff, I think we need to nip this in the bud. This is like a giant waste of time. U.S. taxes, blah, blah, blah. Taxes and citizens, no matter where they live. You're still required to report to IRS, blah, blah, blah.
You mean like it's a big farce is what you're saying, Sammy?
The U.S. will still tax you. If you earn it abroad, you can claim it differently. It's such a pinhead waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to spend 200 hours doing something, would you rather spend 200 hours researching taxes to become an amateur tax attorney so you could save whatever 7%, like it's not a lot of money versus spending the time to grow your business,
make more money,
just become better at what you're doing.
Yeah, that's why like people moving to Texas, you mean like stuff like that, like all these talks like I moved to Texas, I don't pay any money, and it's like
You're not saving enough on your state income tax that it's worth relocating your entire life. Right.
The state, it's not even the relocation and the switching cost. It's just that the state also determines how much money you make. Like if we moved to New Hampshire, we would make less money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so it's like relative.
It's it's not even that there are more jobs down here. It's just that in general, the vibes. Like it's the attitudes, the vibes, the opportunities that come your way, the people that you're around. There's so many different facets beyond just one little number that determine how much money you're going
to
make.
I agree. Yeah. Shane moved to Texas. Mm-hmm. And, but I was like, the houses suck cock in Austin and it's 20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could move to, I don't know, man. You could fucking. I don't like New York, but you could buy in like the Poconos. You could buy a mansion in Philadelphia, in not a crime neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was all crime. I'll go to the fucking area near like somewhere nice.
I'll go there in a superhero costume and set it from perimeter.
And
for
bring
you.
My shaven pussy.
If you do it.
I'll
bring the Rolex girls.
The quintuplets. my shiny shaven quintuplets with the Rolex arms. Because I'm fucking them now. Because I battered them in London. But like you can, like I've seen property for like, you know, $2 million to buy and you're going to be all right on it. Where I'm like, this is a masterpiece of a piece of real estate. Mm-hmm. And like now you have to live in Austin, which let's be fucking honest. Austin sucks fucking cock.
Yeah, in terms of the big comedy cities to live in, yeah, dude, it's unlivable 5 months a year, yes, in terms of the weather.
It was 107 degrees and like the street was hot.
Yeah.
The bums are pushy.
Yeah, and they're not talented.
Yeah.
I like a talented bum.
Yeah, I can do some tricks.
Yeah, dude, do a fucking dance. Sing me a song. Tell me a story at least. Make up a fucking story about how...
Lie to me.
Yeah, like you need money for the bus or something. Like people in Austin are just fucking tweaking.
Will you buy me breakfast? I heard that 2 times. Will you buy me breakfast? Right off the rip. Yeah. No? Can you buy me a coffee then? No? How about one of those cigarettes? Hit me 3 times. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm the asshole.
The lady that was asking for $3 during that fight in New Orleans, remember that?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. There's a fight going on. She's like, can I have some money? It's like right behind her. There's a guy filming a fight.
Blocking the camera.
She walks, can I have $3 for some cigarettes? But Austin is they're in the river. Did you see them rafting in the river?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a shit. The Austin River sucks. There's a better one. There's a nice one.
Up the lakes out there?
Yeah, yeah. There's another one that's decent.
They were under a city bridge where I was like, bro, if you did that in Providence, I would like call the fire department to come get you. Like if you jumped in the Wenasquatucket River in Providence, I'd be like, get out. You are going to get fucking brain-eating rat disease. Yeah. Like your dick's going to fall off and your eyes are going to turn to fucking marbles.
This is tubing.
I saw them in the river and I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is acceptable here? How stupid could you be? And I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, dude, it's clean. I'm like, shut up. Just shut up, you fucking hick. Like, I don't want to hear it, you fucking Colorado slut. Go fill up your fucking Patagonia Nalgene bottle, you fucking pubic haired retard. Fucking 9,000 body count dog loving fucking Colorado reject retard tattooed arrow tattooed slut that moved to Austin to recreate yourself.
Every bitch down there has a snake tattoo.
Yeah. Damn, the arrow.
Every
tattoos.
Bitch in Austin has a tattoo of a snake.
Yeah, the coiled one.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
The arrow tattoos are sickening.
Yeah.
That's a crazy detail to bring up.
Yeah. An arrow tattoo? Yeah. Pencil line arrow tattoo?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a real, might as well say retard.
That one girl that you met from Austin, she had an arrow tattoo and a snake tattoo on the same arm.
She's from Austin too?
Yeah, she's from Austin.
She probably swam in that river and caught fucking flesh-eating disease.
It's like if I got a tattoo of like a Hot Wheels car. Nick, check it out.
Ah, cool. It looks good. It says Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
It's just the Hot Wheels logo.
It's one of the ones that they created. It's got some name like... Flip Buster.
speed.
Check it out. It's Heat Driver.
Speed Ruler.
Speed Ruler. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Aiden.
Check it out. Wheelie Popper.
That'd be. It's shiny. It's brand. It's clearly brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
It's red and blue like Superman logo.
Just I'm always wearing the plastic wraps to preserve it for the rest of my life.
You love it so much. Yeah. Like it's just the right way to do it. I know it's gonna set finally.
Damn,
that's a fucking that's the equivalent of an arrow tattoo.
Did you see the Jews getting kicked off the plane for stinking?
Yes. Oh. And then the manager walked by and she was like, ew, what's that smell?
Really? Dude, you could smell them through the screen. They're so obviously stunk, dude.
The manager came by. The way he was talking was like menacing. It was kind of funny.
Look, I don't want to end up on the anti-Semite list, but I will say when Hasids get on a flight and then they use the overhead space for their fucking hats, grinds my gears
These
more.
People stink.
I've seen that. I never
putting
thought about
their hat in an overhead space. But the same way, if some asshole has a fucking guitar and he puts it and he takes up the entire overhead space,
right,
that makes me furious too.
I've never thought
so
about
it. About anti-Semitism.
It's really about anything extra on a plane.
Yeah, these guys.
I was like, we take showers every day. We just, what does that mean, body odor? If you want me to go to the back of the plane, get some deodorant, I'll do it. He goes, sorry, sir, you can't. We have to leave. I go, I need to get home. I have 8 kids that are waiting for me.
Wow. It's like I busted 8 loads.
Already, I promised. Into a hotel,
I came in here 8 times.
Meal vouchers did not work.
Yessi, who is still frustrated.
Didn't he get $1 million?
Did he know?
Yeah, of course he did.
Like, that's what he told me. And like, he thought that we don't take showers for that. I'm like, that is absurd. Are you going to go check on everybody? Oh, sir, did you take a shower today? Did you do that? Or what happened? And obviously he had to do so with my religion. And I'm really upset.
How many millions of dollars did this man get from extract?
This is a long time ago. Oh, never mind. I thought this was a new story. I just saw this.
Can we look that up? Yossi, what's his name? Yossi Adler?
Adler is a Jewish name? Shit. I just found out like I just got Paul Rudded. I'm going to call that Paul Rudding.
Mm-hmm.
You know when like something big in your town, you never knew it was a Jewish dude?
Mm-hmm.
The big construction guys in my town are the Adlers. And they own like everything.
Adler always a Jewish name?
I think so.
Mm. I don't know why I wouldn't think it wouldn't be. I just got Paul Rudded. File a civil suit.
Dismissed.
They dismissed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they stunk. the judge was like, you stink like shit right
bro.
Now.
Fuck out of here.
Disgusting.
Case dismissed. It was the black judge.
Order in the court, you smelly motherfucker.
Dang. Yeah. Ooh, that smelled like Badussi.
The bailiff is like this.
Judge. We got something funky in them drawers.
All rise for honorable Judge Jefferson.
Damn, Judge, we got something funky in the courtroom today.
Chris, can you send me a message on Slack? Just type Extreme Peace 2. Black court with stinky Jews.
Black bailiff, black
yeah.
Black bailiff,
all,
black judge.
All black court stinky Jews on trial.
Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah. They got that booty stink, Judge.
Mr. Adler.
Have you seen the Jamie Kennedy black judge video?
I don't think so.
It's kind of incredible.
We just had Jamie Kennedy on Story Wars, though. He's cool.
Was it? Yeah, he's cool.
He's the man, yeah.
He did he's pretty wild.
I think he's pretty good, man.
Kennedy's court.
God damn!
Where the cases are real, but the judge isn't. Eagle justice. Kennedy's court. The plaintiff, Chris Otte. Versus the defendant, George Cortez. Chris loaned his bike to George, who then loaned it to his girlfriend, who had it stolen under her watch. Chris is seeking $300 to buy a new bike off Craigslist.
All rise for the honorable Johnny Jackson.
Judge Johnny Jackson.
Wait, is this Jamie Kennedy?
Yeah.
No, I'm being accused of... I let my friend Chris borrow... my car in exchange,
Who Chris?
I am.
Chris. What's your name?
Chris.
Whole name?
Chris Otte.
Name?
George.
All right. What's up? Okay. Speak.
Okay. I borrowed George's car for the weekend. I lent him my bike. Over the weekend, my bike was
stolen.
You lent
me your car?
He lent me his car.
He lent you the car?
Yes.
You gave him a bike?
Yes.
You own a bike?
I don't any longer.
Why'd you give him a bike?
Because he needed transportation for the
weekend. He said you were going up here where?
Weekend. What?
Where were you going?
I was going to San Francisco.
Going to San Francisco?
Yes, sir.
What you doing up there?
I was visiting my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's all good. Okay, what happened?
It's all good. When I returned home, my bike was missing.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
No, I'm his roommate.
Wait, hold up. You live together?
Yes, Your Honor.
Roommate.
Who the top roommate? Who the bottom roommate?
We don't live in a bunk bed.
No, it's an apartment. Rooms. Two rooms.
Y'all never dated?
Dating?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
He's not gay.
I have had a girlfriend, Karen.
This is like the odd couple. Where the white, where the straight man and gay man live together and not hook up. That's pretty progressive.
We met on Craigslist.
Craigslist. All right, so you go up to San Francisco, you did the bike, tell me what up.
Well, I had the bike, and if I had my car, I would let my girlfriend borrow it to get to work, but
yeah.
I only had the bike, so I let her borrow it, and while she was at work, the bike got stolen. And so now he wants money.
Girl stole your bike?
No, she was at work, and...
Who stole the bike?
I don't know.
No, I like this bit, too.
You stole your bike?
As far as I'm concerned,
he was the last person in possession of my bike.
You use some cable cutters?
What?
You use cable cutters?
No.
You cut the front wheel off?
Somebody cut, yeah, exactly.
Come on, man, talk.
Somebody cut the cable.
How do you know?
Because I saw that the cable was cut in half.
Who cut the cable?
Somebody did. A bike thief cut it.
Are y'all friends?
We used to be.
No more.
I'd like to be friends still.
Are you friends?
No.
Yes.
No friends no more.
If he was a true friend, he would have paid me for my bike.
Friends with benefits?
No, not like that, sir.
Stop making faces, man. Be real. You an actor, so?
Huh?
Are you an actor? You look like Ryan Gosling without a SAG card.
What?
Ryan Gosling without a SAG card. Stop acting, mother. This is on cable. God damn. I'm dead serious.
Are they? Are they okay, like? No, I never watched Jamie Kennedy Experiment. So, is this? Those are real dudes. Do they think they're really on a like a courtroom show?
I think
could be.
We could go to the interview.
Because they don't seem like actors.
You could go to the interview after.
Yeah, I don't think I.
Well, this type of show, it would be two actors who like want to be famous,
right?
And they have some like court case that they can use to get famous,
right? Right. So they were.
But I don't know if they know that they're being fucked with. Here, go to the interviews at the end.
How did it go in there, sir?
We didn't actually get a verdict.
No verdict whatsoever?
No, the judge walked out of the courtroom, so there was no...
Do you think it was something you said or did? We have the defendant here. Be honest with you. Is your ex-girlfriend riding a Huffy right now, laughing her days away?
I really would hope not. I haven't thought about what kind of...
What would be your advice to your ex-friend? Wow. To go to San Francisco
Central casting so much better. If they're so good, they fooled us. That just goes to show how good they...
No, those if these are actors, they're excellent.
Yeah, right.
They're really nailing it. Thank
you. Appreciate your time. That's it for our post-court report. Sounds like the judge has something else he wants to tell the plaintiff and the defendant.
You may be seated. Court is now in session.
I'm very sorry. I apologize for that. I'm also on a lot of NyQuil. I don't know if you can tell, but I have a weird sounding noise. Anyway, I just want to tell you that my ruling is that I'm Jamie Kennedy, and you're on my new show, Kennedy's Court. And it's a prank show. You know what that is? Did you know? You guys are good sports.
Just in blackface, unapologetically. Did he ever get in trouble for that?
No,
I never heard anything about it.
It was 2012-ish time.
That's pretty late to be doing blackface, to be honest.
I saw that and I was amazed.
God bless him. Yeah, yeah.
I think we should do more blackface. There should be tons
of it. It's just such a dumb thing. It's not, if you're doing it in that capacity, it's not racist.
It's fun.
It's just hilarious. Yeah.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
It's a good character.
I feel like it's coming back like the word retard.
Steamboat Willie. Who's the guy that did the blackface back in the day with the white lips?
Steamboat Willie? Is that
who's
name?
Not the
Steamboat Willie's the
who's the original blackface guy?
Al Jolson?
Al Jolson, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Al Jolson was good at it. Sarah Silverman was pretty good at it. Howard Stern was pretty good at it.
I like bringing up Tropic Thunder, because Tropic Thunder, it is like acceptable.
Yeah.
And then just being like, yeah, Al Jolson.
You get it.
Yeah.
You
guys, Tropic Thunder, like Al Jolson.
Look at this right here. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
a jazz singer.
It's not racist. It's just funny.
It's just hilarious.
Yeah. This
it's
show.
It's just a bit.
Yeah. This was like Happy Gilmore in the 30s.
Yeah.
How did he get his hair nappy like that? It must be a wig.
That's a trade secret. It's not a wig. He got napped up for real.
They scalped an actual black person.
Yeah. They're like, here you go.
Oh, my God.
Al Jolson, big boy.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Wow.
This is crazy.
All right, so is it fair game to go as Al Jolson for Halloween?
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I'm not wearing blackface, I'm Al Jolson.
Yes.
It's a movie character. It's a movie character. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I'm big boy. Get out of my face, libtards.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
Have you seen Steve Harvey? Have you seen Steve Harvey?
Oh, it's excellent. So fucking funny, hey,
thank you.
It's like covered in oil.
It's an alien. That was just an alien. That wasn't Steve.
It's a Steve Harvey-shaped alien.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Guys, lighten up.
The walkout, the stripper that walked out was the funniest part. Because Nick was explaining to her, is like, no, it's like an alien. Mm-hmm. But it's Steve Harvey, right? But it is Steve Harvey, yes.
yeah, Steve Harvey, yeah.
That was great. It was very funny.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It was a good show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having me back, boys.
What do we put?
Let's plug it.
Do we always put the socials on the thing? We should put it on the graphic. Well,
yeah,
here.
Trevin, put all the socials on here.
Lewisofskanks.com. Please go see this man. He's very funny.
Thank you,
confirmed,
guys.
For real.
Yes. Thank excellent. You, guys.
Portland, Maine.
He's going all over the place. If you're in Key West, Portland, Maine, Levittown, Kenosha, you want to see some ghost houses? Every city has one. Go have a nice weekend. Go see the ghost house in the local city.
Might see Lewis there.
Okay. Right. Then go see Lewis. Check him out. And we'll put his socials and everything on there too.
I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Shamanics Antiques, Scuffed Realtor. Go see Scuffed. He's doing it live. You got dates?
I got dates. Yeah, we're out next. Let's see, by the time this hits out, we're going. Oh wait, hold on.
And Chris has the website pulled up.
Just go to Shamanics Home. Shamanics House. No, we'll go there.
And Chris has the website pulled up.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Shamanics House.
House. And then bang, and then Scuffed Realtor. You're right there in the middle. And then wham. We're going to those dates now.
Oh, Philly. Yeah.
Morris Plains. Let's Brooklyn, go. Albany,
yeah, I'll be
Ottawa.
Playing a Burger King parking lot with five people in it. And then Colchester, Connecticut, I'll be doing
Vineyard?
A library. Yeah, I'll do a vineyard or something. Montreal, I'll be doing a police station with eight people on a live cast. And I'll be doing it from the back of my van out of a window. It'll be fun.
And I've seen a little preview of what you guys are cooking up, and it's really going to be super funny. So please go see Scuffed Realtor. It's going to be kick ass, man.
Have fun. We're going to come see you.
Yeah.
Soon.
Bada bing. Hong Kong 2.
Thank you. Hong Kong 2.
Peace.
Hey. Peace.
Nick Roach, first, Sam Hyde. Is it a perfect guy life or the life of a perfect guy? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit or jokes aside. Fucking with your followers. Like, share, subscribe. Comments. If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ending up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different genes to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock, strengthen longevity. See the steam flow out the tops, too small, so heavenly.